EF United, the premier cold fusion conference by TerraTech Program. Created by developers for developers.
Quick show of hands, who was out till midnight last night? Right. One. Two. I was up till two, but I was working on my presentation for you guys, you see, so. I like to walk around. What's that? I like to walk around a bit, so I just want to do a real quick test. Can anybody hear me? Okay? If I get a bit too far or get a bit too weak, just tell me, please. Good morning again. My name is Raymond Camden. I want to welcome you to Verity for Fast Tech Searching. I have no idea where Verity Search Secrets came from. I think it's a whole Dharma loss type thing. But just to set expectations real quick, this is kind of a basic beginner's course for Verity. I'm focusing a lot on what changed in CF7. So if you already know Verity, you know, I think I'll show maybe one or two things that maybe you haven't seen yet. There's a few tips that I've run into in my production sites that I'll show. But really, this is a beginner class, so I don't want anybody to be more bored than you would normally be at one of my presentations. Yes?
I apologize for the interruption, but will they be able to hear you on the recording if you're walking around?
Oh. Am I okay audio-wise?
You are okay, but we are recording good.
Oh. All right. Because, you know, normally I'm so fast. So certainly, if you have been using Verity a lot, this will not be for you. If you've not used Verity in CF7, no, I'm going to focus most of my time on what changed in version 7. If you have any questions while I'm talking, just raise your hand. If I don't see you, just yell out Ray. I actually have a book to give away that I left back in my hotel room. But it's really there, I promise. So if you stay to the end, we'll have some kind of trivia, and I won't do Star Wars trivia. I do that all the time, and it's pretty unfair. So I'll have to think of something else, I guess. Lost trivia. Yeah, there you go. Anybody here heard of Lost? Oh. I have a blog, by the way, and when I'm not talking about Star Wars or Lost or my kids or politics or music, after all of that, sometimes I'll talk about cold fusion, and all the slides and the code will be posted probably not 2 a.m., most definitely later tonight, all this will be posted. So if you want the code, which is not on your CD, you can grab it from my blog tonight. Yeah. Oh, and so I'm doing the worst thing a presenter can do. I have my new laptop, and I'm running all kinds of new software on it. So it'll be kind of fun here to see when my Mac will die. So if it happens, let's all clap and not be too embarrassed. All right, so what is Verity? Most of the time, you'll hear cold fusion people talking about Verity. They're talking about the tool that's put inside of the cold fusion server. Verity is actually a company. You can buy their search tools from them. They'd be very happy for you to buy their tools from them. I think they start maybe $25K or so, which is that's nothing. Yeah, small car price. But what's that? They can? Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so what I'll be talking about today is the OEM'd version of Verity. And while I think what I'll show is pretty cool, if you like it and want more, they definitely have even more, again, if you're willing to spend the money. So when we talk about Verity within Cold Fusion, we're really talking about three basic things. On one hand, we have a collection. The collection is simply a folder. It's a storage place for one set of information. If I have a box with, let's say, four websites on it, and I'm using Verity for all of them, you can imagine there being four collections for each one of those websites. If I had a very large website that had a large set of how-to manuals, and then I also had a large set of how to cook manuals. you can imagine then using two separate collections for that information. So a collection really is just a organizational type metaphor. We also have indexes. Anyone here ever read a book? Okay, good. I think back in high school I read a few. As you know, at the back of the book, they have an index. The index says, hey, if you're looking for X, it's on page A, B, and C. So the index within our Verity is basically the lookup table. Information so-and-so can be found at position so-and-so. And the index is where we're going to do a lot of our work. As you can imagine, you know, if you're writing a book, the index has to be updated all the time. If you take stuff out, if you add stuff in, the index has to be updated. And we're going to talk a bit about how you keep that index up to date. And I have a live website that I'll show you. I'll show you how I'm doing that. The index, what you can put in there, Verity supports a lot of file types. I just listed some of the big ones up here. You know, HTML is very handy. PDF. I've heard that you can find music online. I've not seen this, but apparently there's this MP3 format. I think the RIAA knows where to find MP3s. But if you do have a few MP3s on your computer, like 60, 80 gigs or so, Verity can actually index that. And what's cool is that Verity actually kind of sniffs the information. So for like a Word doc, it can sniff the various fields in there. For MP3, it could search the various fields in there as well. So Verity has kind of like these hooks of not only can I look at these binary files, I know how to get the information out of it. And lastly, you know, it'd be kind of dumb to have a search capacity without being able to search. So we also have this search API, again, leveraging the Verity tool that's OEM'd within the product. Okay. Any questions on that? No? Just a quick show of hands. Who here is currently using Verity? Oh, how about who here is using Verity in CF7? A few of you. Okay. I did warn you guys. There go my ratings. All right. So why bother doing this? Yeah, I kind of alluded earlier that there's this work involved in creating an index. It's not rocket science. It's not trivial either. When you start using Verity, you do have to plan ahead. You have to ensure that every time you add content, every time you edit content, every time you delete content, that you're keeping that index up to date. It is work. So why would you even do that? It's a heck of a lot easier to do some really powerful searches with the CF search tag in Verity than it is to do the same thing in SQL. It's not impossible to do these types of searches in SQL. It's just easier in Verity. If anybody was in Sean Corfield's presentation yesterday on objects and persistence, he said, you know, that he does not like SQL. And I will admit, I am not a great SQL writer. If you download my sample applications, you're not going to see rocket science SQL in there at all. I think, like Sean joins, I can write one if I get the book out. I mean, seriously, I'm just lazy about it. I keep my SQL nice and simple. So anything that makes me not need to use SQL more, I think is a good thing. One other really good thing as well is that because Verity allows me to index both files and the DB information, I could search against both, all within one statement. And that's pretty powerful. So you can imagine that my website, again, has all those how-to manuals in PDF format, and I may have a large set of DB information like press releases, articles, etc. I can provide one search interface to handle that entire area. And normally when, again, you're using SQL, you search for X, you're going to get back just a nice big table of results. That's everything that matched your search term. What you're not going to get is how well did that result match. You won't get where did that match. Now, I know that there's some MySQL people here. I think MySQL 5 added full-text search and has some of this ability. But again, this is simpler, I think, so far. And it's just easier to use. Any questions on that? So far? All right. So a quick example. In case anyone's curious, I'm actually running the MacBook Pro, and ColdFusion's not really supported on there. I got it running. I did my presentation on Wednesday on the Mac. Verity, as far as I know, will not run on the Intel MacBook Pro. So I'm actually going to be doing this via a Parallels, which is just a virtual Windows interface. So in case you're wondering why the operating system is kind of changing back and forth. All right. That's probably too small, right? I think I complained on my blog about about setting this stuff earlier. All right. Oh, no. 1 second. All right. There we go. All right. You guys tell me. How's that? Is that good in the back? All right. I was in the back all day yesterday. I could not read a thing. So, all right. What I have here is a template that's going to perform my index creation. Okay? I'm starting off with a DB query just to get my information. All right? Let me get this. The first thing I need is my collection, my folder to store the information. ColdFusion allows me to get a list of current collections. That's what I start off with. And I'm simply saying, if I don't find my collection, go ahead and create it. Okay. Nothing too weird there. Just in case it did exist, I'm doing a purge, which sounds nice. That basically just takes everything in there and nukes it. And then after that, I have one more line that says, input this information based on the query, which was get all. I tell the key, this is just a way to tell Verity what the primary key is. All right. I provide a title. And then for the body, I'm actually doing a list of columns. And all Verity is going to do is just kind of append all that together. Now, what you would do in this case would depend on what your data is. If you think so-and-so column should be searched, but one other column should not be searched, obviously you would just include what makes sense. Okay? And this is the type of script typically that I'll have on a dev server when I'm just starting on something. I'll use this as kind of like the nuclear option, to kind of like clear everything out, re-index, and build. This is not what I would use on a production environment where you don't want to purge the entire collection. You just want to update things. Okay? One quick little tip. When you tell CFIndex what the title value is, what you're doing is actually suggesting to Verity what the title is. Kind of like when I tell my daughter, please go clean your room. She hears, my father would like me to clean my room. Now, I bring this up because the website that I'm going to show later where I have Verity working is the ColdFusion Cookbook site. Anyone here not heard of that site? One person? Okay. That's good. On that site, I have a lot of code samples. And in one of the code samples, there was actually some HTML in there, and it included a title tag. And I noticed one time I was searching on the site, and I got a very odd result. When I searched, the title was some weird default title. It wasn't the title I had specified. What happened was that Verity said, "You know, I know you said so-and-so, but I found this title here. I think it's a lot nicer. I'm going to use that instead." So something to bear in mind, it definitely tripped me up. At the end, I will talk about a way to get around that. If I forget, somebody throw a book at me. But any question on this code? Okay. And if I run this, You will notice, again, I think most of you have here used Verity. It's not the speediest thing in the world. Bear in mind right here, I'm inserting, I think, about 800 rows. So it's not very fast. Let's see, it's been about 5 seconds. So again, like I said, this is not something you do on a live server. You do it one time. Or on your dev box, you do it while you're changing things, while you're setting things up. Definitely do not want to do this on a live machine. Okay?
You mean purge it first? Is that referring to it? Or?
Well, purging and, well, I guess, if, so his question was, would you not just purge first? Yeah, I would say the whole thing of purging and recreating the entire index, don't do that. Yeah. If for some reason, you had to add a lot at once, you may want to consider breaking it up into sets of stuff to add. You may want to consider doing it at night, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., whatever. Yeah, the indexing part of Verity, again, since most of you guys use this, you probably already know this, it's not super fast. So it is the type of thing where you may want to do it late night, weekends, etc. All right. One second. So the flip side of this, searching, again, it's rather trivial. I'm just going to skip over the form. I assume we've all done forms before. The entire API to handle searching the collection I created is all done within that CF search. And I'll break this right there so you can read it. And all I've done is specify what name to use for the result query. All right? Down below, I loop over it. And let's just take a look at how this looks. And so last night, I was writing down good search terms, and I left them back in the hotel room, so this should be fun. Credit. Yes, thank you. All right. Now, again, what I talked about earlier about, the whole why bother, notice that I have scores for all my results. It actually comes back as like 0.85. I multiplied by 100 just to make it a bit more human readable. You could also just take that out, but you could also use it as well. You could say, if the score is not 50 and above, just hide it. And I thought my Imperial March ringtone was pretty cool. Notice, too, that along with my result, I have the summary. I'm not making that. That's all from Verity. Verity looked at my content and said, this is kind of a good summary view of that data, and it's just available for me. Yes?
So index is just a query result?
Is that it? So his question was, is the index just a query result? Yes. Yes and no. When I do CF search, I'm just getting back a simple query. There's also some additional information that I'll show later, but the main result is a simple query.
And does that query exist only on that page, or can it be made persist throughout the application?
His question was, does that query persist just for the page? It's going to act like a normal variable. So it would last just for that page. If you wanted to store that, you could easily say CF set application dot cached results equals results.
Okay. Are there, do you have a list of the other things that score and title in the other variables in that score?
I don't, but you know what? We can real quickly use the most useful tag there is. Results. Oops. And take a look-see. Because I know I would forget something. See, so it's author category, and I'll talk about categories later. Custom fields, I'll mention those later as well. There's the score. You see how it's 0 point, etc. The key was the primary key. In this case, it's the primary key for my backend SQL Server. Summary, ignore for now. And size is only going to matter for a file. It won't matter for a DB type result. So. Yeah. All right, I've got to stop alt-tabbing. All right, so just some real quick, and again, this will be overview for those of you who have been using Verity. By default, it's using what Verity calls a simple search, okay? And this has a few rules to it. Any multiple words will be considered a phrase. So dark side is the phrase dark side. If you want to support something or something, you either type that in or provide a list. It also does stemming, which is pretty good. And see the example I have on screen. It'll also do things like leaf will match leaves, which is pretty nice. That's kind of hard to do in SQL, as far as I know. And I'll do this all for you automatically. And this is great because, again, I mean, unless your user is perfect and types in the exact right search term, this really helps them provide results. One weird thing is that it is case sensitive, but only if you use mixed case. I'm sure that makes sense to somebody over in Verity land. Typically, and you'll see I had done this. Where did I do it? I thought I'd done it. Typically what I'll do, before I pass my criteria in, I'll do an L case on it, just to lower it. Right? Yes?
This stemming, is that a new feature in Cohesion 7 for Verity? Because I'm using Cohesion 5 and sort of have to create a database
His question was stemming added in CF7? As far as I know, it's been there. As far as it's only by default on the simple search style. If you're using the explicit search style, which is the next slide, it's not by default. So you may want to check that. Yeah, and one thing about versions, the Verity service was in ColdFusion since ColdFusion 0 or 3 or whatever, but it never changed. In CF7, what happened is that they finally upgraded the OEM version, and it was a huge jump up. So there was a lot of new features added in CF7 due to them upgrading the OEM product. Yes? His question was, does the enterprise version have any different capacities to the standard version? I believe it is just in the number of documents that can be searched. And I had written that down. And I'm going to say something, but don't trust me. I believe the limit on enterprise per box is 250,000 documents, and that's combined for all your collections. So if you have one that's 249 and one that's 2, you're over. I believe on standard it's 15, and I know someone's going to correct me probably.
Just a question on that.
Yes.
If you've got a database with 20,000 records, is that 20,000?
So his question was, if my backend, if my SQL Server has 20,000 records, does that count? Yes. Verity doesn't care if it's a file or DB record. It's that one slot primary key item. Yes?
What's the performance curve as your index gets huge? Up to 250,000 on a reasonably sized server for Unity.
His question was, does performance get worse basically as the size goes up? I've honestly never done a collection that big before. I know certainly if you were going to index that all at one time, it would take a very, very, very long time. As far as I know, type answer, it does not. I mean, that's part of what Verity is doing for you, is making that collection optimized, making it fast for you. But again, I mean, honestly, I've not done testing at that level. What's that? Okay. So if Verity says that for their product, then I know it applies for the OEM version as well. So, yeah. So again, by default, we have the basic search style. There's also an explicit search style, which kind of changes the rules around. There's no stemming, but it also allows for some extremely cool search styles, which honestly, your average user will not be able to handle. But if you're building something for your needs, or if you have a more technical audience, you can provide some really, really interesting search styles. For example, SoundX. That is where you can search for a particular word, and it may be spelled totally different, but based on SoundX rules, it can find results that sound the same. Thesaurus rules. So if you search for poodle, it could match dog, even though poodle is not really a great dog, but there's proximity type. No offense to poodle owners. Okay, I used to have one, so it's proximity searches. You have sentence searches. I can say look for A and B, but make sure that the result is all in one sentence. You have a very, very large set, actually, of really cool types of searches that you can do. Again, unfortunately, it's not something that you're going to put on your mom and pop's recipe website, per se. But for a more automated system, you can imagine a website where the index information is dynamic, it's coming in, and you build your own system to search it using these complex rules and maybe email you a report. So, for example, I found some information that had so-and-so and so-and-so in one sentence. Right. It's there if you need it. You know, I'm not going to go a lot into it at all because, again, it's pretty complex. But check the live docs for the entire list of all the tags in there. And the Verity documentation has more information about what these tags do. The Cold Fusion one pretty much just kind of lists them out. But if you want more details, you have to go to Verity. All right? So, as I said earlier, in CF7, there was a major update. And I forget the exact version numbers, but I think it was at least 3 or 4 versions that changed from the Verity that was in MX6.1. I'm going to focus on some of the big things that were changed, categories, suggestions, context, etc. Let's get right into it. So, categories allows for categorization. Yeah, big deal. But actually, this was kind of hard to do in the past. When you would build your index, it was pretty much just like throwing a bunch of stuff in there. There was no real way of saying, you know, here's some stuff that talks about sports, per se, and some stuff that talks about movies. I mean, certainly you could search for the keyword movies, but there was no real way to segregate particular content in different silos. The only thing you had prior to CF7 was 2 custom fields. So what you could do is when you're indexing your information, you could say this custom field 1 equals sports, or custom field 1 equals movies. That worked, but it was kind of a hack. Anybody here use that before, the custom one? By the way, in CF7, you have 4 custom fields now. Don't need it as much, but you do have more fields. So you can stop doing that in CF7 and actually use real categorization type features. You have both a category like label, so you could say New Orleans Saints as a category, and a category tree for football. You can also make that tree any arbitrary set of something / something to represent different parts of a tree. So I could say football / American, football / every single other darn person. And that way, when I'm searching for American football teams, I don't get whatever they are. Sorry, I don't know any English soccer teams. But you can do that if you want. Along with being able to index that information, when you search, you can also do filters by it. You could say, hey, what categories do I already have in there? And we'll show an example of using that inner form. Yes?
Have you used this feature before?
Have I used it? Yes. So his question was, he's seeing that one collection, it would work with the categories, and sometimes it would mess up a different collection. Yeah, I've not seen that. I would definitely recommend walking down to the Adobe booth and telling them that. In fact, the guy who did all the Verity stuff is here. So,
Tom,
yeah. Okay, so see an example of that. This is the same index document I had earlier, where I perform my query, and I'm checking the collections, but I have a new name for it. One thing different, and sorry for the scrolling here. Let's break that. All right. Because using categories is a bit more intensive, as if it wasn't intensive enough, you must specifically say use categories. So I've done that when I create my collection here. Okay. And the only other change is that I'm telling it what to use for the category tree, what to use for the category. And again, this is custom. It'll be based on whatever information you're using. We will create that index real quick. Actually, that already exists, so I won't run it again because all it just says is done. But I will show you the example of searching. This is the same as my last search form. What I've added, though, is a nice little category filter. So I'll say stringlib. The information, by the way, is UDFs from CFlib, so in case you're wondering. Say credit. And I'll search, and I'll get three results. And if I say CFMLlib, should get none. Pretty powerful stuff, and also pretty simple. On the code side, not much different. I had mentioned that the API allows you to get the categories. I'm doing that with the CF collection tag. Grabbing those categories out. Comes back as a structure, and then I'm just getting the particular categories out from that. Okay. Do you want to see that structure? It's also providing the number of documents per category, which is pretty useful as well. All right. Let me do this. Is that better? Like I said, I'm not following my own rules. There you go. Okay. And the only other real change was I passed in the category tree. Pretty simple. Okay? Yes?
This is going to be a dumb question, but
no.
Okay, so you just run a query on a database and you're searching that, and that's all that you're indexing, and that's all that you're able to search using this. What about searching it for?
So his question was, you know, I'm just searching a index based on a DB. How do I do the files? The same CF index tag that I passed a query to, I could pass a directory to. Yeah. So, yeah, I figured more people would use DB data to index, so I use that for the examples. But really, it's just as trivial to pass in the directory. So.
Will it be metadata to get your category?
Yeah. So his question was, how will it handle the categorization? It won't use the metadata. You would have to specify that, and you would have to know. So again, using the how-to PDF folder, I would maybe have to know that the category is how-to, like how-to stuff. If you know, I had how-to articles for tools and TVs and cars. Hopefully, I have some nice subfolders. So I have how-to/cars, etc. I would do three separate index operations and specify, you know, when I'm indexing how to slash cars, the category is cars. Yes?
Is there a way to have a single index across multiple database tables? Let's say my products table, my articles table, I want just one return set.
His question is, can I have one CF index from multiple tables? You can pass whatever you want to an index. You can have 100 tables, you can have 100 tables, some files. Now, it may be multiple CF index commands, but it's all going into one collection. Again, that's part of the power of this. You can take junk from everywhere. Not junk, obviously, because your content's gold. You can take all that important stuff. What was it a few years ago? Content is king. You can take all that from various sources, put it into the collection, and Verity will just be happy with it. And also, anything that returns a query, CF pop. If you want to use Verity to index your mail, you can do that. CF LDAP, CF directory, any query information can be passed in.
You can also combine one index across multiple machines. For example, if I have a web server and I have a document server, but I only have one search result.
His question was, if my information is off machine, can I index it? Is that right? As far as I know, and people always ask me this, and I always trip up on it, as long as Cold Fusion can read those files, like via a map drive, and I think you have to have CF running as a user that can read that map drive, then Verity will have no trouble doing it. So if you can do CF directory or CF file read on F colon whatever, and F colon is some over there, then Verity should have no problem with it. Yes. His question was, if I created my index without categories and then I decided I want categories, what do I do? You're screwed. Yeah, you got to start over again. Sorry. Got to plan ahead. I mean, we all do that, right? Yes.
Yeah, and talking earlier about indexing static sites, two questions. First,
No, so his question basically was, can I exclude a folder when doing an index based on a folder? No. So if you have this root folder and you want A, B, C, and not D, you have to do A, B, C, and not D as four different index operations instead of just being able to say index the root and then recurse down. So.
Okay, so this index all the vectors separately.
Yeah.
So it's not the folder.
Yeah.
And just my second question is, doing an internet style search, I want to see the title of the document, you know, as the title of the search. If I'm indexing static pages, this goes back to the question that I showed about can't extract metadata. What can we do to put the title of the document there?
So his question was, how can I be more precise about the title of the document? If you don't want to trust Verity, Verity will normally get the right thing. So if you're indexing HTML documents, it looks for the title tags. And again, if you don't want that, you can provide the title attribute, but it's a suggestion. You have to use like custom one, custom two, etc. I want to. Yes.
What about in a clustered environment?
Mm-hmm. How would you handle Verity in a clustered environment? It is file based. You can point the other CFs if you have four. As far as I know, you could point machines 2, 3, and 4 to machine 1. I haven't done that, but as far as I know, that those machines then can use the index that was created on machine 1. Yeah.
And that's under the assumption that Cold Fusion is doing the clustering.
What else would do the clustering?
That's
what I heard was that CF is doing the indexing. What does the clustering doesn't matter. What matters is how Cold Fusion reads or talks to the collection info. So one of the worst things you could do in a search form is say you got zero results. Probably my favorite feature of CF7 is the fact that you can now provide suggestions to your users. So you could say, if they search for SNW, you could say, hey, did you mean snow? This does have a performance hit. I put it in red text. It's really not that bad. But if you're, you know, the million hit per site day, maybe you want to do some testing first. Everybody else, just don't worry about it. You know, I see no reason not to use this normally. I think it's amazingly helpful. If you want, you can even get some. You can look at the scores based on the suggestions and decide if you want to show that or not. What I normally do, though, is just show it. So what I have two things. First, I tell CF Search, give me suggestions always. This is kind of cool. I can actually put a number here. If the number is 10, Verity will say, if I got less than 10 results, try to make a suggestion for a better result. I'm saying always, just to say, always give me a suggestion. Status, this is actually a structure of information. That is where the suggestions will be placed, and that's where I will grab them. And all I've done here is say, if I got no results, and if there was a suggestion, excuse me, I provide it right there. Okay, let's see how this works. I will search for CRDIT. Typo, and immediately picked up, oh, maybe you mean credit. And I was helpful, and I provided a link, so I could just do that, and bam. It is based on spelling. It's not smart enough, like if you search for .NET, you can't say, don't you mean Cold Fusion? that's what I would do. If you want something like that, you could easily build some custom code for that. Right. His question was, can I modify that? No. But again, you could do your own custom code for that. So, and I think one thing that to help on that, log your searches. See what's coming in. Log the search, log the result count. Look at your logs. You see, I see a lot of people searched for .NET. I had no answers. So I'll write my own little helper function. Searching for .NET suggests Cold Fusion instead. Yeah, I kind of skipped over that. Verity does support a lot of languages, so all this works in the other languages. Yeah, Korean, Spanish. There's a long list of what it supports. You have to install something different. That's the Verity multi-language pack, or something like that. But yeah.
That's the official name.
Yeah, that's why I don't work in marketing. Question? Yes. Yes, his question was, where do you get that? I don't believe it's included. I think you have to download it separately. Yeah. And I would assume you just use the nice search capacity on adobe.com. You'll have no problem finding it. Yes. Yes. I love that. I was hoping somebody would ask that. And just so happens... Oh, can I dump the structure? Because there is stuff there that's not just relevant to suggestions. Oh, stop doing that. All right, stop. Thank you. I love it when my passwords just fly on screen. All right. It was so useful when I installed it. Oh, I have to scroll down. Hello.
It's in
your
zero results.
Oh, yep. Thank you very much. Let's go back. I take Cold Fusion so hard. All right, there you go. And again, I had mentioned how the suggestions will have scores. What I'll do is on every word you search for, and I search for CRDIT, it will give suggestions based on that as well as a score for that. So if you want to get real precise and offer a suggestion for a particular part of a query, you could do that. Typically, though, I just use the suggested query key. Yes?
One thing is I've been using the suggestions option and variety, and it gives suggestions based upon your actual index. It's not just like a dictionary match. So, for instance, if you are a science site and you put a lot of stuff on various different scientists, you can misspell Kepler or Marie Curie or something like that, it's going to give you matches based upon that, not just dictionary matches. And
thank you. So going on, I know I'm running late, so I'm going to go a bit faster. One very useful thing when you return a result to someone, even if Verity thinks, hey, this is a great result, it may not be, Verity now provides a context, which is why it returned that result. That's amazingly helpful because a person can eyeball that and see, oh, that's totally right or that's totally wrong. One issue with the context, though, it may return HTML. And if we have time, I'll show a way to get around that. What I'm going to do, show an example. So I'll search for credit again. This time I've told Verity to provide a context result. Not only is it returning where it found the term, it's also automatically highlighting it for me, which is pretty handy. You have control over how that highlight's done. So if you wanted a fancier, let's see, my wonderful design skills, little highlights, etc. You can modify that all you want. You can also tell Verity how many context passages to return. I told it 3, so it should be 3 sections there. Pretty useful. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, code would help. I'll show part 2.
Does it find the first, like, 3 logically or just randomly?
His question was, how does it determine what context passages to return based on your number? As far as I know, it's returning the most relevant context passages in that order. So when I said 3, it should be the best context match followed by the next best, and then the next best. So the change for the person who wanted the code is just right here. And oh, I'm sorry about that. And also, I modified the HTML. Pretty simple, right? One more feature. If you allow a user to perform a result, perform a search, and you have 1 million results, of course you wouldn't have that, 249,000, let's say, one very useful thing that you could do now is allow them to then search within that result set. And see an example of that. So we will search for something nice and vague like S. And get 48 results. So I'm going to tell it to search within last result, and we'll do JavaScript. How about that? JavaScript. And it should stop. It should. Yeah. Filter. The code for this is extremely difficult, as you can imagine. Let's just see. And again, I keep skipping past because this is basically the same file getting better and better and better. So you can ignore most of this. This was the code right there. That's it. Forum.previousCriteria will be blank if you don't do that checkbox. And it works blank, no problem. And that's all that's needed to perform the filter. His question was, can I do a third level search? No. It's only going to be filter 1, filter 2. Yeah. Yeah, so I'd gone from S to JavaScript. So if I wanted to further do it, I would just make JavaScript be my previous criteria. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. When I first started, I talked about the two styles of searching. There's, you know, the basic and then the explicit. There's two more styles added to CF7. I'll be honest, I don't use these. The natural and internet style. Natural just does a bit more filtering for you. You know, as you see on screen, it kind of kills some of the more common words. The one that I actually do find pretty useful at times is the internet style search. I did a Verity search tool for a ski company, and you could type in, how do I learn to ski? And it was smart enough to find the ski school information based on that query. So it allows for more of a free-form type search than what you would normally have of just doing basically, you know, ski school or learn ski. Pretty powerful stuff. I'm going to show you an example of that. I will admit it's not always going to find what you want. You know, it's not a person. I'll say, how do I check a credit card number? And if this works, I will dance for everybody. Look at that. Check pattern. Pretty good. You don't want to see me dance. Trust me.
Don't go there.
Don't go there. Pretty cool stuff. Those of you who are using using Verity and CF7, how many of you are actually using these more advanced features so far? How many of you will start using? Oh, thank you. All right. Now I feel a bit better, so. All right. So, we have 8 minutes left. Just one or two quick notes. The basic search will break if you pass in some weird characters. And I see far too many websites that break like this, and I'll show you what I mean. Back to my first example, I'm going to search for this, and it should have a hissy fit. Yeah. Invalid search criteria specified. Is there anyone here willing to share their website that is currently using Verity so we could test it? Anyone?
Sure.
Right. Okay, give me a URL and go to the search. MDCP.
CAP.
CAP.org. And where's the search? Right there? Should be on screen. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. 004837. Yeah. Love the internet. But anyway, test it. Please, when you go back home, test, put some funky stuff in. That's the first thing I do on all search pages I see. Alright, well that's gonna take a long time. Just go home and check it. In case you're worried, there is a UDF at CFLib. I know, can I push my own sites enough, you think? Called Verity Clean, that will take those words out. It'll also find things like if you search for Ray and, Verity will say, oh, that's half an expression. It's not Ray and something. It'll actually fix that for you. And you can have it for only $19.99. Stop that. So it's called Verity Clean. And this will be in the zip that will be online tonight. Any questions? While we wait for your site to load up. Yes?
Can you show an example of filtering the HDR
that you mentioned? I cut that for time. I'll show you real quick. Because your context can include HTML, you normally want to get rid of that. So the answer for that is normally HTML edit format, right? Or a regex to just totally nuke it. Well, if I want to use HTML then for my markup for the context, how do I put the highlighting in there, but then take out all the HTML but not touch my highlighting? What I'll do is a hack, but it's a good hack. I'll use a character like this.
And then I strip it out right here and replace my hacks with the proper HTML. Ooh, sorry about that. See right there? Yeah. Anybody else? What was it again? Yeah. That's going to work just fine, right? All right. Now, if you have proper error handling, ah, good job. That's right, it is. Oh, you did? Oh, well, that wasn't fair. Oh, all right. I have a book for you then.
Oh, thank you.
You win the book. But obviously, and this is totally not Verity, but as part of your general, let me see if my site's working correctly, put some weird stuff in your search forms, you know, non-character stuff, and see if things barf. Because way too many websites will break down by just putting something weird in the search term. But, you know, I'm going to mess with you since you fooled me. Ooh, good, good. All right, one more test. One more quick test. Let's see how good. Let's see. Let's go over Maxent. Good job. Good job. All right.
I also attended your online session on.
Oh, you did? Oh. That's definitely not fair. By the way, you guys saw what I did, right? Y'all do that to your own sites? Everybody, oh, you lie. You're all liars. You're lying. All right, I'll stop messing with you. All right. I have 4 more minutes. Any other questions? If not, thank you very much.
Thank you for listening, and we hope we will see you at CF United 2007. This has been a production by TerraTech Programming. For more information, go to www.cfunited.com.